General Motors earlier this week has decided that three of its full-size pickup truck assembly plants are going to be idled, so to speak. And it's all because, essentially, what is a supply chain issue. A global semiconductor chip shortage is what they're citing. And so it has caused, needless to say, disruptions in the manufacturing of vehicles. So we thought, well, let's get the perspective of the folks who know about this. Flavio Volpe is the president of the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association. Association and joins us this morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm okay. So give me some perspective on this because, you know, early in the pandemic, we knew that supply chain was going to be an issue. The sideways freighter in the Suez Canal didn't help that at all, just generally speaking. But I'm hearing about all range of products that are slow to product or that are having challenges because of supply chain issues. How long do you see this being a serious issue for the automotive manufacturers?
So you're right. There's a lot of shortages, and microchips are at the core of it. We're probably looking at these same supply shortages probably through the end of this year. There are some companies that have better mitigation strategies, and you'll see them going back to full production at the end of the year, and some first quarter of next year. You know, General Motors deciding to idle pickup truck production, you know, the only analogy that comes to mind is like McDonald's saying, for the time being, we're not selling Big Macs. You know, pickup trucks are core to the business model. Their most profitable lines, some of their most popular product. And, you know, what happened early in the pandemic is that for 60 days in unprecedented fashion, the industry shut down. And, you know, to mitigate some of the cost burdens, you know, you let go of some of the supply of the things you don't need. Well, we let go of microchips. And then the rest of the world, you know, we're sitting at home using electronics at the record levels. So tablet makers, phone makers, other electronics good makers picked up that supply. But when we came back online late last year, all that pent-up automotive demand, we were making as many cars as we could sell. Those microchip suppliers said, hey, hold on, we did not expand capacity. And now we've got lots of new customers. So you get and you get some and you get some, but we can't feed you all. So here we are.
So has this come down to essentially a bidding process and by way of procurement?
It is in a sense, if your customer is Apple. And Apple is ready to buy 100 million microchips from you. And your next customer is, you know, Fiat Chrysler or Stellantis, and they need 10 million. You know, the leverage of that bigger buyer is the one that, you know, kind of commands the production lines a little bit more. And while we wait for more production capacity to come on, the reality is in the microchip business, almost all of them come from overseas. For example, 10% of the world's microchip supply comes from one state-owned enterprise in Shanghai. You know, that's great for that supplier. That's pretty bad for the rest of us.
Well, when we look at the effect of this, I'm assuming that when we idle these plants, and there are other plants around the world, in fact, that are feeling this effect, including some here in Canada. What's the effect on the workers? I'm assuming that they aren't laid off. There must be a provision for them there.
Well, I think what the automakers are trying to do is rotate staff. Certainly, it reduces hours. So what's been happening is automakers have been saying, look, I need 100 I need 100 microchips. I have 80. So which 20 cars don't get microchips and therefore don't get sold? They try to balance what are the most popular and profitable lines and try to turn around and rotate workers where possible on different shifts. We've seen in plants in Canada, in Windsor, in Ingersoll, you know, closer to Toronto here, a couple of plants where we've had what we call, you know, rolling brownouts. You have a temporary layoff, 3-4 weeks, and that trickles down to all the suppliers. You know, there's 40,000 people making cars in this province and another 100,000 making parts. And so if we're not making that minivan in that plant, then everybody who's making all the parts that get delivered in a just-in-time sequence also have, you know, tools down. And so it's not a Canadian problem. It's a global problem. It's especially acute in North America and in Europe. But, you know, we've seen estimates where, you know, 7 to 10% of the world's production will have disappeared for the year. You know, that's when you pull them together in half a year's worth of production, you know, you're looking at rolling brownout on 10 to 15% of the plants.
So what's that dollar value then?
You know, you're talking about in the hundreds of billions of dollars of production that doesn't get made this year.
In terms of what trying to get the economy back up, it's those are the big numbers, I think, Flavio, that are really going to come home to roost when we're going to see it happen at a very local level. And you make a good point that just because we don't have that chip doesn't mean it's slowing down production and everybody else is feeling the ripple effect. So we may have you on and bug you again to see how this is progressing, to see if we're in any better shape come the end of the calendar year. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Anytime. I hope to bring good news next time.